Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Gary Day of the 187th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative Day, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about a professional licensure public hearing that has been held recently to talk about medical physicists. Talk to us about what these people are and what was talked about at this hearing.
Well, I'm on the Professional Licensure Committee, and that committee is charged with setting up licensure for different licenses for professionals in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So we had a public hearing, and that's where we just all sit down, just like a committee, but we bring people before us who are usually a bunch of people in favor of something, a bunch of people don't think that's the right way, you know, pro and cons, and they give us the story from the best professionals on both sides, and then we try to evaluate what's the best thing to do. What we were doing today was we were looking at medical physicists. A medical physicist is somebody who works usually in a hospital setting where there's medical equipment and delivering radiation is one thing. There's two things that happen. One, radiation is delivered diagnostically to get images like an x-ray back and then doctors can look at it. The second thing is therapeutically, where radiation is delivered to cure something, like if you have cancer or something like that. So these medical physicists sit down and realize, hey, listen, we have many things going on here. And one of the things they look out for is duplicate radiation to the same area that can cause skin damage, tissue damage inside, and dangerous things. So medical physicists is something I learned about, I didn't know about before we had this hearing, and we're going to make a decision, do they need to be licensed? And just to give people a little bit more information, when you're listening to this, you think, oh, that's easy, yes, or that's easy, no, we don't need that. But really what happens is they're also regulated by four different national agencies. So we have to decide, is that enough regulation or do we need it in Pennsylvania under licensure?
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is Appropriations Committee hearings are going on the budget right now. And I understand that recently we heard from career and technical education folks, obviously an important thing right now in the Commonwealth as we're making sure that our students are ready for the careers of the future as we move forward. Talk to us about what you heard today and where do you think that's going to lead as far as spending in the future?
The Appropriations Committee, and I was a member for 6.5 years, We spent 3 weeks in February going over the entire budgets of what we're going to allocate tax dollars for. The one that they were working on while I was here this week, one of the things of many is career and technical education. It's something that the Republican caucus, all the Republicans in Berks County, all the Republicans in Lehigh County, and the Democrats, to my knowledge, support career and technical education. It's one of those things that are obvious to people. A lot of people support it, so we drive dollars toward that because we need to have people who are career-minded, building their technical skills, and becoming the workforce of the future.
And since we're talking about education, Representative, it's hard to not note what's going on in the news and the terrible events down in Florida with another school shooting. Talk to us about school safety. What is going on in Pennsylvania? What are you hearing from students and parents? And where do you think this is going to lead as far as possible legislation or what can be done here?
Here's what I need to tell people about school safety. A couple years ago, after one of our school shootings up north in the New England area, I went to the Speaker of the House and I said, let's put together a select committee in the House. We did that and he made me the chairman of that. We went through and had hearings throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And this was a couple years ago. We produced a recommendations report. And then this year, I'm working with Democrat Representative Sid Kavulich, Republican Representative Craig Statz, and there's many more representatives working on it now that we've had this Florida shooting as well. The message I need to get out to people about school safety, we know what to do. It's just up to a group of people to convince the House members, the entire body. We need to be able, it's called involuntary commit. I'd like the ACLU to join me in drawing up how do we do this without hurting an individual's rights and putting them into a situation where when they say that they're going to be harmful to themselves or others, that we can put them into, right now it's 72 hours. I think we have to extend that longer as the health professionals feel is appropriate until that person is ready to be released. We know what to do. We need to legislate.
Representative Day, thank you for this informative report to your constituents. And tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Gary Day.